Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. A plea deal for Hunter Biden. Court records in Delaware say the president's son will plead guilty to two federal charges to pay federal income tax, both misdemeanors. And the prosecutor will recommend that Hunter Biden get a sentence of probation. He'll also enter a pre-trial diversion program to resolve the charge of being an addict and possessing a firearm. The judge hearing the classified documents case against former President Trump has set August 14th as the start of that trial. The Trump team is expected to ask Judge Eileen Cannon for a delay. It's a race against time and the available oxygen for five people aboard a submersible craft that is missing in the deep, cold, unforgiving waters of the North Atlantic near the wreckage of the Titanic. NBC's Tom Costello in Boston says a lack of needed equipment is slowing that search.
The Canadians and the American Coast Guards do not have the capability to go down deep and effect a rescue. Only navies have that capability, and they don't have a lot of equipment. So the U.S. Navy, the Canadian Navy are rushing resources to the area. Private companies are also on board with trying to help.
The small sub submerged Sunday with 4 days of oxygen on board for two crew members and three passengers. Another day of big storms expected along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Alabama. The system's on track to hit Florida by tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Tropical Storm Brett is expected to become Hurricane Brett. Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands are in the possible track of that storm. Hurricane watchers say it's very unusual for a tropical storm to form off the coast of Africa this early in the hurricane season. Online celebrity Andrew Tate faces big-time charges in Romania. Tate, his brother, and two Romanian women are accused of human trafficking, rape, and setting up a criminal gang. They've denied the charges. They were arrested in Bucharest back in December. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
A new study adds more weight to the notion that people need people. Those who are socially isolated are nearly one-third more likely to die early. Lonely people are about 14% more susceptible to an early death.
The numbers give researchers more confidence about how isolation and loneliness, just on their own, can be factors for an early death. Past studies have yielded conflicting results, possibly because each is focused on specific people or just one region. The new paper published in the medical journal Human Nature Behavior is actually a study of studies, an aggregate of research from all over the world involving more than 2 million adults. I'm Lance Pry.
Perhaps the last place you'd think is the last state in the USA to end its COVID emergency rules.
You had told me that my home state of Texas would have been the last state still existing under a COVID emergency, even after Joe Biden ended the federal emergency. I would not have believed you.
Texas State Representative Brian Harrison on the bill Governor Greg Abbott recently signed, banning local governments from enforcing COVID mandates. But private businesses in Texas may still set their own COVID rules, including firing unvaccinated workers. The White House is holding a series of events to mark the one-year anniversary of a Supreme Court ruling it did not want to see, the reversal of Roe versus Wade. First Lady Jill Biden's holding a roundtable today. The president speaks on the subject later this week. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, and we can't do it without you. And we thank you for joining in on the good fight here to get this country back on track. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and up next with this bombshell investigation, we have the investigator who is breaking this story, who happens to also be the president and founder of the Lepanto Institute. Michael Hitchborn joins us now. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, Michael, just to lay down some foundation, let's break it down for the people and, you know, give a little bit of your background so they can appreciate that you know what you're talking about here.
Sure. I founded the Lepanto Institute about 8 years ago after having worked for a national pro-life organization for about 8 years. And while I was working for that national pro-life organization, one of my jobs was to investigate organizations that were attached to the culture of death. Through those investigations, I found that the Catholic Campaign for Human Development or Catholic Relief Services or various other charities were aiding and abetting abortion, contraception, and that kind of stuff. Well, 8 years ago, I founded the Lepanto Institute as a result of these investigations, and I guess it was the end of March, somebody sent me a tip and said, you might want to take a look at this Catholic hospital system because I do know that they are performing transgender surgeries. And I started looking into it, and what I found very quickly was that, yes, they absolutely are.
This is incredible and a heartbreak for many Catholics who would disdain such an act. Let's put these transgender sex change operations in perspective. We have read and through our own investigation, this is quite the windfall profit for, you know, these hospitals and that, is it not?
It absolutely is. It's a billion-dollar a year industry.
Right now, as it stands, a billion-dollar a year industry. How many sex change operations are happening right now? Do you have an idea, Michael?
No, I don't have any metrics on the numbers of sex change operations, but I do know that they're going up, and they're going up because of the propaganda machine that is telling kids and young people that, hey, you know, you need to get the body that conforms with your inner sense of who you truly are. And they don't know. They're confused, and they go in and they get these irreparable surgeries done. And now we see that the suicide rate among this community is just going through the roof because they realize what they've done to themselves and they can't undo it.
Well, it's not the answer, that's for sure. Do we have any matrix on that?
No, I don't have any metrics on it, but I do know that there are statistics that are out there that indicate that this is the case.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I was sharing with Liz Peek from Fox. She's a contributor with them and a Wall Street analyst. And I was sharing with her that, that there's a teacher, I think she was a sixth grade teacher, might have been a fifth grade teacher, and she was bragging that 43% of her class was transgender. You go, what? I mean, how do you come up with that number? You know, but like you said, this is the machine that's out there that is, lying to our kids, and then they're covering it up. And educators, I mean, now school systems are such, just like they did with abortions. I mean, there was a period of time when, you know, you didn't have to tell your parents, your teacher could take you down and you could have an abortion, no harm, no foul, supposedly. And so now it's even worse, you know, because we didn't stamp that out. And we haven't stopped this out-of-control public educational complex. They're now taking our kids and giving them puberty blockers, altering their chemistry. And meanwhile, you know, they're coming home and having dinner with you. And I mean, they were probably already moody, and there were some issues to deal with. Now it gets much more complicated. And you as a parent, you have no idea what's going on around your dinner table, Michael?
Well, yeah, and, you know, one of the aspects of the report that I put together, I listened to a podcast called The Ethics Lab that was put out by Common Spirit Catholic Healthcare. Mm-hmm. And the podcast had an episode on transgenderism. And the interviewer, the host of the podcast, he's a senior vice president with Common Spirit Health. Mm-hmm. And he asked the person he was interviewing to tell a story about the kind of people that they see, the kind of clientele. This person went into a long story about a 15-year-old girl that she or he, I don't know what this person was, helped to transition to the opposite sex, and the person they had to walk through the process was the parent. And they got the mother on board, who was very opposed at first, but they got her on board by convincing her that she could either have a living son or a dead daughter.
Right.
And, you know, they worked her through the process, and now she's a very happy and proud parent of a son, they say. But this person was 15 years old. It's absolutely monstrous what they're doing.
Well, and Michael, following the science, we know that this is all superficial, because they're not altering the DNA. The inner workings of this individual still remains with their sex assignment they had from birth. You cannot change that. And so now, I mean, as if you're not conflicted before, now you're even more so conflicted after spending, what is it, $100,000 roughly for the operation to have this incredible sex change, and, you know, it doesn't match up. The psychological damage that's being thrust upon these young kids is incalculable, in my humble opinion.
I agree. You can dip a lump of lead into a vat of gold paint, but it doesn't transform the lead into gold.
Yes.
And the same is true with sex change operations. I mean, they've got people even identifying as animals now. And they'll have operations. This has been going on for a couple of decades at least, where they'll have operations, surgical operations to their face. They'll have their ears cut off, their nose cut off, to resemble various animals. And it's to play a part in somebody's warped sense of who they truly are, and to perform these surgeries is absolutely abominable, and it's unethical. But now they're calling it unethical not to do this kind of thing.
Well, of course. You know, they're always working their angles. And the bottom line of all this, Michael, is this is what happens when you take God out of the center of your life. I mean, I know that for some people, they resist the spiritual aspect of it, but clearly this is what's happened. There's this big exchange. You know, you are replacing God with your own gods and to think you know better. And the damage that is being done, and that we will, you know, I think we're starting to realize it, just like we did with abortion. It took a little bit. But the anecdotal ground floor response to abortion is going to be the same thing that's going to happen with all these transgender operations, is that more and more people are going to be able to speak out against this, They're doing everything they can to squash this information. This is why we appreciate all your efforts, you know, to bring this forth. And we appreciate you coming on the show here to tell us more about it so that, you know, as we know, Michael, the truth always wins. And right now, the truth is a bit anemic in our world today, and so crucial to hear. So stay with us. We've got more from Michael Hitchborn after this.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Michael Hitchborn, who is with us. He is here with this bombshell investigation. The largest Catholic health provider performing transgender sex change operations. Michael is with the Lepanto Institute. Michael, this is so abominable for Catholics, for some, you know, an institution like Common Spirit to be associated as a Catholic hospital. This is incongruous, and this is very disturbing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that one of the things that I have been saying in several of these interviews now is that it's not just incongruous. It's not just anti-Catholic or against church teaching. What is happening is a direct assault on the Imago Dei. It mm-hmm. is literally satanic what is happening. And the reason I say that is that the book of Isaiah tells us when Lucifer decided that he was going to, you know, he rebelled against heaven, he said, I will rise to the heights of the heavens. I will become like God. It's a statement yes. of transition. He was the first trans being. He's the founder of the trans movement. After that, he got kicked out of heaven, and he mm-hmm. went down into the Garden of Eden, and he told Eve, oh, you're not going to die. You will become like God. So in other words, you can change your nature. So the mm-hmm. whole movement is designed around Lucifer's rebellion in heaven, which is that you can change your own nature. You can become something that you are not.
Yes, exactly. You can change your identity. Back with that question that Lucifer asked Eve, did God really say, right? So he mm-hmm. puts God's words in question, and Eve was not fortified enough to combat that. Also in the book of Isaiah, we're reminded that, and here we are living out the fifth chapter of Isaiah, that there will be that time when evil is called good and good is called evil. And this is what we are experiencing right now, are we not?
That's exactly what we're undergoing. And I do say that we are going to reap the what was sown in Sodom and Gomorrah if we're not careful.
Well, again, and this is a constant theme that keeps coming up, Michael, that I believe God has led me to, and I keep encouraging people. See, we are going to be so vulnerable and victimized because of our own illiteracy of the Word of God. You cannot be casual about God's Word anymore. We have a culture that has become ignorant of the Word of God. This is the standard. This is the legitimate versus the counterfeit. I keep using this example with our audience. It's like the people, bankers. What do they study, you know, to understand and discern the difference between a counterfeit bill and a real dollar bill or any, you know, a paper money for that reason? What they do, they don't study the counterfeit. They study the legitimate, the yep. real deal. And this is, I believe, a lesson for us to take from what bankers do that we should take, you know, and apply in our faith. But if you're not, you know, engaged in the Bible on a daily basis, I mean, forget this idea. I mean, they have these different studies that said, oh, well, you know, if you've been in the Bible one day a week, you know, your faith, you know, demonstrates X, if it's three times X and all this kind of stuff. It's like, wait a minute. You know, let's talk about eating. You know, if you don't eat, if you only eat once a week, what's that like? What's that going to do for you? You know, is three times a week, is that acceptable? I mean, come on. Jesus himself said, it's not by food, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So if we are not anchoring ourselves in the legitimate, we are going to be confounded. We are going to be confused by the counterfeit. And right now, this is what's happened because we've untethered ourselves from the moral authority of God himself. And the evil one is having its way with our culture, but more importantly, with our kids.
That's absolutely right. They are targeting children because they are so impressionable, and they want to do things to please adults. They want to be accepted. They want to be guided. And that is being perverted. It is being abused. This is child abuse. It's
exactly.
absolutely child abuse.
And it doesn't stop there, because the perversion opens up the portals to all form and expression and demonstration of perversion, to pedophilia, human trafficking. You know, just keep going and run it down, because, you know, we're already seeing it. So, you know, people go, well, Bill, what's next? What do you mean, what's next? You can't see it right now?
I know. Yeah, no, and that's exactly where we're headed. And ultimately what this will lead to is the complete and total collapse of civilization, because you can't have a civilization that thrives, that develops and grows if you are destroying the psychology and reproductive organs of children.
Yes,
and that's
exactly
what they're doing.
You know, this is so painful. I tell you, in talking to you and addressing this issue of human trafficking, there is a new movie that's coming out from Angel Studios. These are the same people that have produced The Chosen. And on July the 4th, this is Jim Caviezel's new movie, Sound of Freedom, that's coming out. And it's going to open the eyes of many people, if it hasn't already, to understand, human trafficking and to what lengths the diabolical mind will go to in order to satisfy their perversion. And we're just leaving our kids on the altar of this kind of perversion.
My wife and I already have tickets, and I'll tell you, you're absolutely right about leading children to the altar of perversion. Do you realize that when the priests of Baal were putting children on the sacrificial hand of the altar of Baal, they would beat drums and play trumpets in order to cover up for the cries of the children as they were being sacrificed, so that it would sound like everything is jubilant and everything is wonderful. How many times are we not hearing the cries of the children that have undergone some sort of transition and the regret that they have? There are now several lawsuits of adults that were transitioned as children that can never get back what they've lost. Mm-hmm. And they are deeply upset about how they have been lied to, how they have been abused, and how their bodies have been manipulated to the point of irreparable damage. And now, what is happening now is the trans movement is trying to silence them by beating louder drums and by stamping them out. They don't want victims to be heard.
Mm-hmm. Well, go back to the book of Genesis, right? When when Cain had spilled the blood of his brother Abel, what did God tell him?
God's blood cried out to him.
That his blood was crying out to God in heaven. Okay.
Yes.
Now imagine. I mean, we've already, have experienced over 100 million. This is just in America alone, not the world. Over 100 million abortions. Blood has been spilled for this altar of convenience and this, sexual perversion and expression that has become part of the woof and warf of our culture, disgustingly. You imagine if the blood of one is crying out the heavens, what is the sound of millions? I don't know that you can make enough noise or enough musical, cacophony of distraction to block out the cries of over 100 million babies in heaven.
Absolutely right. I completely agree with you. And now we've got the cries of children that are being mutilated on top of that.
Wow, Michael. And here it is. This is all associated, with Catholic hospitals. We just had thousands of people, out at Dodger Stadium protesting, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. I mean, why we don't have thousands of people outside these Catholic hospitals protesting, messed up identification and association with Catholics is beyond me.
It is, and I just urge people to go to read our report and see the evidence for themselves.
Where can they go?
Go to LepantoIN, that's LepantoIN. .org. Our report is front and center on the homepage.
Michael Hishborn, thank you for your service. To Catholics and those who believe in honoring their faith. Take care. God bless
you. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking.
pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
USA News update, a plea deal for Hunter Biden. Court records in Delaware say the president's son will plead guilty to two federal charges, willfully failing to pay federal income tax, both misdemeanors. And the prosecutor will recommend that Hunter Biden get a sentence of probation. The judge hearing the classified documents case against former President Trump has set August 14th as the start of the trial, but the Trump team is expected to ask for a delay. A race against time and the available oxygen for five people aboard a submersible craft missing in the Atlantic near the wreckage of the Titanic. Canadian and U.S. Coast Guard vessels are there. Navy ships are heading to the scene. Another big day of storms expected along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Alabama. The system on track to hit Florida tomorrow. And Tropical Storm Brett could become Hurricane Brett by tomorrow. Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands in the possible storm track. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, by the way. I want to thank you for your participation in the continuation of all our efforts to save this country. This is a campaign for truth and liberty, and it's a listener-supported campaign, and I thank you. For those of you who have been so generous to donate, any donation, I'm telling you, it's amazing how small donations compound and they work together for good. Your tax-deductible donation is given through this nonprofit entity that we partner with called Hill of Hope. So when you see Hill of Hope, when you go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com, Hill of Hope will come up, a nonprofit organization. That's so all your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this campaign for truth and liberty in the Bill Martinez Show. And thank you for your continued support and for your generous donations. We have Oz Hillman with us right now. It's been a while since we had a chance to talk to him. We're going to talk golf and his devotional, Birdies, Bogeys, and Life Lessons from the Game of Golf, no less. Oz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Good to be with you.
Wow. Of course, you're the founder and president of Marketplace Leaders. So tell us about Marketplace Leaders.
Well, Bill, I sort of transitioned into Marketplace Leaders after having a career in advertising, an ad agency for 12 years, and then went through a crisis, and God kind of moved me into a whole new realm of helping men and women understand the role faith plays in their work-life call. And so I've been doing that for 30 years now, and God's taken me to 26 countries to equip leaders to help them know how to experience Christ in the marketplace.
Wow. And if we ever needed that before, I mean, the marketplace has been taken over by a woke industry that are doing things that are counter our own conscience, and people are looking for alternatives, and the alternatives are there. So I appreciate you coming on, you know, to talk about this, because we need to encourage people. Yes, we get used to doing things. It's convenient. But if they're not consistent with our values, why are we continuing to support those entities?
Well, that's right. And, you know, I don't think I've ever seen a culture that has shifted so much in the last 2 years,
yeah,
you know, with our nation. And it's quite alarming, isn't it? And so
do you blame it all on COVID? Because I agree with you. This has happened so quick that it has our heads spinning. I mean, usually these kind of movements are, you know, they are deliberate, they're progressive, and usually will span over, you know, several decades. But in this case, you know, COVID, I guess we can be thankful for it, because it's as if God said, okay, I know you're not going to see this as a gift, but this is going to open your eyes to what's happening in your world, right?
Well, I think it's bigger than that. I think it's that over time, what we're seeing is a people, a nation, moving away from the values of God. And as a result of that, we're seeing a mirror of those values reflected in the leadership. You know, so often God gives you a leader that reflects the values of the people. And so we have seen a real foundation crack in the values that have made this nation great. And there's just in the last couple of years, though, I think there's been a real sexual spirit released over the nation.
No doubt.
An attack on the identity of our people, especially our young people, like never before. I mean, who could have thought that common sense things would be questionable, you know?
Yeah, without a doubt. Yes, exactly. And I want to go back and revisit that, but I want to go back to what you were saying earlier, and that is that the people, particularly in a democratic republic, get the leaders they deserve. And it's true. They are a reflection. Now, you know, we sit there and we watch the president having a hard time getting off stage and walking in circles, not getting, you know, acknowledgement or, you know, one thing or another. And there's memes, there's jokes about it and the whole deal. But that's us, isn't it? We don't even know how to get off the stage. We're like walking in circles. We're misidentifying people. I mean, things that we see happening in our government, the corruption, the breakdown in integrity throughout all the institutions that are here and designed, you know, by our Constitution to serve us. And it's been turned upside down. And it's just the opposite. Like, you know, like the book of Isaiah said, you know, that's which is evil is called good, good, evil. I mean, the tail is shaking the dog, is it not?
Well, that's exactly right. And when you look at in Romans, where it talks about a reprobate mind and a leanness in your soul, when you start to do things that violate the values that God has laid down, there's a consequence to that. And I was just reading a report this week on the number of people that claim faith being important in their lives, and it's like dropped half in the last 10 years of what it used to be. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing this deterioration of the spiritual fabric in our nation, and we desperately need a revival in our country for sure.
Yeah. Charles Finney says it happens when it's most needed. Come quick, please. You know, a revival. And there's reports of revivals. I say there's little bonfires of revivals happening in different areas, not only in America. We sometimes get so America-centric, think that it always has to be in America, but around the world. You know, this is happening because it is so needful. You know, to your point, quite amazingly, I don't know if you saw this or not, but, you know, the game show Jeopardy, right? They have the three contestants, and they're asked to fill in, you know, the word that is missing. And it was the beginning of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, blank, your name.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
Not one. All three missed. They had no idea that God's name is hallowed.
Wow.
That's
doesn't
where we are.
Doesn't that tell you something, right?
It tells you a whole lot, just to, you know, to your exact point, is that people are falling away, and we're following falling away from the very thing. You know, I keep telling our audience, God has created God Almighty, I mean, think about it, He who created the heavens and earth, created a perfect infrastructure to produce righteousness to where it would go well for you, Oz. I mean, He's designed it exactly like it's going on. And meanwhile, the world comes in, all these knuckleheads that think they have a better idea. They're raising their head above God. We're all gods. We get control of this. We got climate change. We got all these great ideas and everything like that. It has nothing to do. It's in conflict with God's infrastructure that He's designed to serve us well. And here it is. This exchange is taking place. We're going to give up the legitimate righteous infrastructure that God Almighty Himself has constructed for our good and for our benefit, and we're going to exchange it for these bureaucrats and these world economic leaders who think that they have a better idea. Is this amazing? How laughable, right? This is why God laughs. But meanwhile, we the people are here, we're suffering because we're having to put up with this. Because we've abandoned God and we're getting what we deserve. We're getting, as you said, exactly. We're getting the kind of government that reflects us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know how to scare us, don't you?
Well, we all need a wake-up call. You know, it's been a little bit like the frog in the kettle, where the water gets warmer and warmer until it's too late. And what we don't realize is that once the nation falls, there's no short way back. It's going to be gone for a long time. So, it will happen literally, gradually. But then when it does, it happens overnight. You know,
exactly.
Oh my gosh, how did this happen? You know, so it should be a wake up call to all of us.
Yeah, my prayer has been for a while that by God's grace we could have a Nineveh moment. I call it a Nineveh moment because of what happened when the prophet Jonah went to Nineveh and spoke the truth to power there, said this is what's happening, this is the calamity that is inevitable and coming your way. And they repented to such a degree that even the animals were adorned with sackcloth. That's how serious they took it, and God gave them a 100-year reprieve. Only 100 years, because in our own nature, we just can't handle the truth. We've got more from Oz Hillman after this.
Is your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Oz Gilman, and Oz Hillman's book, Birdies, Bogeys, and Life Lessons from the Game of Golf, 52 Devotions. I'm on week one. Just started week two, by the way, Oz, and I appreciate that. Can we talk a little bit of golf? Two quick things, just in the real world, because you were a golfer, obviously, and enjoyed it for many years and had visions and dreams of entering the PGA. Of course, we saw a great contest in the U.S. Open this past weekend, and Wyndham Clark, winning the championship and honoring his mother who had died 10 years earlier. And what an emotional, an emotional victory. And I'll tell you, Wyndham Clark really won the hearts of a lot of people, I think, this past weekend.
Well, he did, and there's a bit of a backstory on that. I was reading more about him and found that someone had given him a ball mark that he uses. That on one side of it, it says "play big" with a pair of hands praying, and the date of his death of his mother. And on the other side, it says John 16:33. So evidently, he has a faith, and that was mentioned in a few interviews that he had, they wondered how he seemed to have such peace and confidence to be able to withstand the pressure of the moment. And although he didn't come out and verbally say that, it was kind of implied in terms of his own faith. So great to see people out there representing Christ in
exactly
this world.
Well, in speaking of the peace that he walked with, I mean, with that pressure, here you're in the final of the U.S. Open, went back and forth, a couple of unexpected bogeys that came into play, such as life, that those things happen. And John 16:33, for our audience, in case you didn't look it up real quick, let me tell you, this is what the verse says. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. What a great reminder. I tell you, I bet a lot of people are going to go out and try and find that coin that says play big. But, of course, his was custom because on that date was that memorial date, to remember his mom by, right?
That's right, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so she evidently instilled some of that in him, and she died of cancer.
Yes.
And so I'm sure that was a very difficult thing for them to walk through. He was 19 years old. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here it is. And of course, Ricky Fowler was really, you know, in his congratulations to Wyndham, you know, said to him, you know, your mom is really proud of you. I mean, to hear Ricky say that, I mean, that just pulls on the heartstrings of anybody, whether you're a golfer or not. You know, to really commemorate that moment and honor his mother, you know, with him in that sort of way. How cool.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Another golf thing real quick, and then we're going to get back to the devotional here, is LIV Golf and the merger between that and the PGA. You have any comments on that?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that they came out so vehemently opposed, and for the right reasons they were opposed, in the, you know, the civil rights of people and just, you know, what they represented in the world and their role in 9/11. But then when there was a big reversal, that really questions the motive behind the tour and whether it's purely a financial decision. And, you know, so that's something they're going to have to work through. Tom Watson just came out with a public letter to Jay Monahan, I think yesterday or day before, basically citing that, you know,
yes.
that
mm-hmm.
it was pretty, there was no discussion around it. There was just a decision made by just a handful of people. And so, you know, it remains to be seen how that will be. But it's a tough issue.
Yeah. Well, like all things, there is a process that must take place. And when you short circuit that process, there's no doubt that the heads are spinning. And this is, you know, this is what you have. I mean, for some golfers, they see it as a betrayal. You know, for these others that, you know, took advantage of the money of LIV Golf and kind of the altered format, we're going to see how that plays out. Because obviously what LIV Golf offered, not only money, but in terms of, you know, the style of play and some things, you know, I think they brought some ideas. But, you know, I'm hopeful for the game. In the long term, and I'm hopeful for the players and you know, the hundreds of thousands of golfers, you know, around the world that support this. So, like you say, hopefully, you know, soon and very soon they can get that worked out and, you know, and make the most of it to where, you know, we're beyond the controversy and maybe even better things for the PGA and golf, as a sport, you know. Right.
Yeah, and golf is such a great game, and just besides that, just for the average person out there, golf has so many spiritual analogies, and that's why I wrote that book is just to bring out, you know, some great stories of golfers and PGA players and just general topics of golf and relate them to the spiritual aspect of what the scriptures say. And there's an awful lot of analogies we're able to make from golf and the challenges of a game versus living life as a Christian.
Yeah, exactly. Oz, speaking of which, let's talk story. You know, let's share. We got 5 minutes left. Let's talk some stories here because, you know, we love athletes because, you know, we're all characters. And especially, you know, those athletes, you know, the top one of the 1% that compete at that level, right? They're quite the cast of characters.
Yeah. One of my favorite stories I write about is something that happened when I was 17 years old. And me and a buddy, we were both very good junior golfers, and our high school team won the state championship when I was 17. And back then, it was 1969, and you could qualify on the PGA Tour by just showing up at an event on Monday. They call it Monday qualifying, so it didn't matter how old you were, you could try and qualify. And so my buddy and I decided that we would go over to Harbortown in South Carolina at the Heritage Classic. It was the first year, 1969, and we decided we'd try to qualify. So we went over there and he shot 77 and mm-hmm. or excuse me, I shot 77 and didn't make it, but he shot 71 and made it. So to this day, he's still the youngest player ever to play in the Heritage. And so that day that he qualified, we had access to the club that afternoon, and so we rode over there and played a few holes, and we were on hole number 8 green. We had just gotten off, and we noticed that there was a player coming up in the fairway, and we said, well, hey, let's wait and see who that is with his caddy. Well, it got closer and closer, and then our eyes got really big. Well, it was Arnold Palmer.
Oh, wow.
Arnold Palmer comes up and shakes our hand and says we'd like to play the ninth hole with me. And so we play the ninth hole with him, and I'm walking with my buddy. And Arnold Palmer won the first Heritage Classic that year. Mm-hmm. So that was a very special memory. And so we write about that in the book, and, you know, that, you know, all things work together, and that, you know, he can do even greater things than what we can imagine.
Right. Exactly, without a doubt. And tell us another one.
Well, I think that there's a story about, you know, one of the things about golf is that I talk about, you know, golf is not a game of perfect. And life is not a life of perfect. And so we can do all the right things, and things might not turn out right. And, you know, you can hit a ball down the middle of the fairway and they end up in a divot. Mm-hmm. I write about how Tiger Woods hit a tee shot just left of the fairway and it hit a tree, but instead of coming out, it stayed in top of the tree. And he made a double bogey mm-hmm. with a shot that wasn't that bad. And so, you know, life is going to have its ups and downs, and we just have to believe the word that says, you know, whatever you do, do unto the Lord and the Lord Christ you're serving, therein is your inheritance, and that all things work together for good for those yes. who love God and are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. And so, but when life goes sideways, sometimes it's hard to reconcile that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of Tiger, I remember the one year in the Masters, in the back nine, I think it's 14, is it, the par 5 that, you know, you got to hit across the water. And
13 and 15, yeah. Both of them are across water.
Right. And anyway, he hits the pin. His shot hits the pin, bounces back. I mean, it could have done anything, right? But it bounces back in the water. And it was at a time when he started to contend, if you remember. He had all this momentum, and you're seeing him come back. You're going, oh, my gosh, he's going to pull this out. But for hitting the stick and ending up in the water, there it goes, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Once again, reminding.
Strange things have happened, you know, where I also write about John Rahm.
Yes.
Who last year was leading the Memorial.
I'll tell you what, we only have 10 seconds, so there's no way you're going to get into it. This is why people need to get your book so they can read the story of John Rahm. It's really a great story. Birdies, Bogeys, and Life Lessons from the Game of Golf. Oz Hillman has been with us. Book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Thank you, Oz.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence.